Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church in Madisonville, Kentucky, and I'd like to welcome you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Friday, April 22nd. By the way, today happens to be the birthday of Sister Katie Shepherd, and Katie is our daughter-in-law. Her and Joshua serving the Lord out in Oklahoma, and hope that she has a happy birthday today and is blessed of the Lord. Amen. Well, hope you have a great day as well and are having a great day. By the way, we're headed towards the weekend, and let me encourage you to be making plans to be in the Lord's house on the Lord's day. And most of you know that my wife and I have been out here in Louisiana preaching. I've been preaching a revival meeting this week, and it's finishing up tonight. Pray for us that God bless the meeting tonight as well as he has all week. And then pray for us as we'll be traveling tomorrow all day getting back to Kentucky, and pray that God would bless that trip and that he would bless us in the house of God. And I hope you're making plans to be there as well. Love to have you come and be with us. We are located at 1415 Island Ford Road here in Madisonville, Kentucky. We'll be announcing those service times at the end of the broadcast today. All right. Well, I've got a good song, actually two songs queued up right here. Both of these songs are by the Larry Raines family. I appreciate love and appreciate Brother Raines, appreciate his family. And they're singing a couple of good old songs right here that I believe will be a blessing and bring us into the message time. We are still studying in 1 John, and we'll be looking at that again here in just a moment. But first, I got these two songs that I trust will be a blessing to you. Pray that God would use them, that he might draw some sinner to his side, and that he might be pleased with the program today, and that somebody might be helped. All right, it is time to look back in the scripture, and we are again in the final section, actually the final verses of chapter number 2. Now, today's message is going to be a continuation of the one we began on yesterday's broadcast. We'll have to carry this over the weekend and pick it back up on Monday as well, since today won't complete it. But we're looking at those final two verses of chapter number 2, 1 John chapter 2. We're going to begin reading verse 18, read down through verse 29, but we're focusing on verses 28 and 29. A steadfast walk. We're talking about abiding in him. I mentioned yesterday that seducers are going to get worse. Therefore, we need to draw closer to God. Well, today we're going to pick up the thought talking about the fact that our salvation cannot be interrupted. It's eternal, but our service can be interrupted. Therefore, we need to be careful. And we're going to talk about the fact that will we be ashamed before him at his coming. So I hope you'll stay tuned and enjoy the message as it was preached live from the pulpit of the Island Ford Baptist Church in Madisonville, Kentucky. Amen. Amen. 1 John chapter number 2, if you want to be turning. 1 John chapter 2, we've been reading, starting with verse number 18 and reading down through the end of the chapter. We've been looking at these verses, most of them one at a time. Tonight I'm going to try to get the last two. We'll start verse 18 again and finish this chapter out. The Bible says, little children, it is the last time. And as you have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Father, the same hath not whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. Let that therefore abide in you which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. Now these two verses are the ones we're going to deal with tonight primarily. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If ye know that he is righteous, ye know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. John's saying the seducers are going to get worse. You know what he said you need to do? You need to get closer to the Lord and hang on to him. Amen. Make sure you walk close by his side. In other words, he's warning us, the warning is that we be careful that we don't grow weary in well-doing. Because sometimes the battles get so heated and they seem so long and we seem so lonely that sometimes we get weary in well-doing. So he said, be careful. We're engaged in a hard, long battle, but don't get weary in well-doing. We are instructed to keep our hearts warm towards the Lord Jesus Christ and his will. Amen. Now, let me say this. I put this note here about this phrase here that he started off with, verse number 28, and now little children, abide in him. There is a difference in being in Christ and staying close to Christ. Amen. Now, it is true that we are saved and that that salvation is eternal. And yet it's also true that we may not always stay as close to the Lord as we should. We need to stay close. I think that's what the apostle is saying. He's trying to impress upon us our need to stay close to the Savior. Amen. Our Lord uses the exact same language. I realize this is the writings of John, but it's the Holy Ghost that gave him the words. And he's using the same language that our Lord Jesus used in John chapter 15 when he's talking about the vine and the branches. You remember that? He's talking about abide, abide, abide in me. He's not talking about hold on to your salvation. He's not even talking about salvation. He's talking about service. He's talking about your fruit. Without me, ye can do nothing. Amen. That's what he's talking about. And so John's telling us here, you need God as a Christian. We need to stay close to the Lord. He continually warned us there in John 15 to abide in him. Amen. And he's not speaking about us abiding in him just to have life, but about this idea of being productive and that our service might be fruitful and might bring forth fruit for the glory of God. Amen. Our salvation cannot be interrupted, but our service can be interrupted. We got to be careful. He's warning us here to stay near to Jesus, that we can be of service to him until he comes again. Amen. Now, I think probably the reason why the Apostle Paul was inspired to warn us about this responsibility to abide in him, right on the heels of just telling us this fact that we're in him and that we're going to make it to the end, I believe right on the heels of that, he's inspired to say that because he knows the nature of men to think, well, if everything's all right, I can just sail. I can just float to the end. I can just coast to the finish line. He's reminding us this is a hill we're climbing. You can't coast to the end. Amen. This is a battle we're engaged in. You can't just sail on to the end. You gotta put forth some effort. Amen. And so he's warning us, and I believe he's being careful that the Holy Ghost in us fixes our positional sanctification, but it's up to you and I to work on our practical sanctification. Amen. It's up to us to keep working on these things. God has given us this treasure in earthen vessels. He talks about that. Paul talked about it to Corinthians. This treasure that he's talking about is the Holy Ghost that is in our earthen vessel. Amen. But this idea of this treasure being in our earthen vessel, it is a treasure that we are to trade with and make progress with and make, and what's the word I'm looking for? If I can say make income, make advantage and gain ground with it rather than burying it in the dirt. Amen. You remember our Lord gave that parable and Matthew 25, he gave it in some of the other gospels as well, but Matthew 25, he gives that long parable and talks about that he gave those talents to those men, and one that had five got five more, one that had two got two more, and one that had one buried his in the sand. The Lord was not happy with the man that buried his. Amen. And I'm telling you, he's telling us that about this, that we got to be careful that we gain with what he's given us rather than just trying to hide it. We can't hide our light under a bushel in this dark world. We need to let it shine
for his glory and honor. Amen. Look at verse 28. I've talked about it now. And now, little children, abide in him. Look at this last phrase. That when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. Can I tell you that this last part of verse 28 teaches us two very important things? It teaches us there will be a revelation. Jesus Christ is coming again. Amen. When, he said, when he shall appear. He does not say if he shall appear. He is coming. Amen. By the way, what that parable our Lord gave, and he gave it a couple of different ways. Well, in that idea that he'd gone on a long journey, and one of those servants got slothful. One of those servants got disobedient, and he thought his master was not going to return, and he got beaten his fellow servants. You remember that story in the book of Luke? Our Lord's telling us, listen, the master will return. Amen. He is coming. There will be a revelation. There will be a returning. He shall appear. And we'll see that in the next chapter. We'll deal with that when we get to chapter 3. But there's not only going to be a revelation, there's going to be a reckoning. When he comes, we're going to give an account. Amen. We're going to give an account. When Jesus comes, we will each of us be called to give an account of our service unto him. Amen. There's three important facts in this picture here of this day of reckoning. Two of them very obvious. One, I believe, is often overlooked. I want to deal with the two obvious ones first. I'll give you the third one in a moment. First of all, it's obvious, he says, that we can have confidence. It is possible. Some can look on the face of our Lord with confidence. Amen. But there's some that's going to be ashamed before him at his coming. They're going to be ashamed of themselves, amen, when he comes. Most commentators seem to conclude that this is speaking about the saved that'll have confidence, and the unsaved that will be ashamed before him at his coming. But that's not what this gospel's talking about. He's not talking to the lost, amen. He's not talking to the lost. He's talking to the saved. First John is talking to my little children. So he's talking about saved people, that some can be rewarded with good rewards, and some will be whipped. Amen. Some will face judgment that is not a happy time. Amen. And listen, we live in a day that it seems like the idea among, at least where I've been, the idea with a lot of people is just, boy, I dread to see the Lord come back because I dread to face him with the way I've lived. Paul didn't live that way. Paul didn't say, boy, I dread to see the Lord come. No, he said that righteous judge is going to give me a reward when he comes, and he is looking forward to the Lord coming. John didn't dread the Lord coming. He didn't say, hold on a little longer, Lord Jesus. No, that's not what he said. He said, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Isn't that what he said? John had an anticipation of seeing the Lord coming. That ought to be the way we live. And if we dread his coming, it's because we're doing something we ought not do. And we ought to quit that. We ought to stop that. We ought to deal with that. And we ought to get to the place we can live in a way that we can be excited about seeing our Savior. Amen. Well, I believe he's talking here again. Go back to that parable in Matthew 25. Our Lord's going to deal with this great assize in which he judges these that have been saved. He's going to, we shall all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. It's not talking about the great white throne judgment. That's for the lost. That judgment seat of Christ is for the saved. Some call it the Bema seat. They're using those Greek words. That's fine. I don't necessarily have a problem with that. But the Bible talks about the judgment seat of Christ. What happens? We're judged. What are we judged for? He's already taken our sins. What are we judged for? The deeds done in our body, whether they be good or bad. People say, preacher, it don't matter how I live. You're not reading the same book I'm reading. It does matter how you live. Amen. It does matter how you live. He says, if we're slothful servants, we're going to be ashamed before him at his coming. When our Lord said to those, that one that had traded with that talent that he'd given, and he had expanded on that talent, that our Lord said, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joys of the Lord. That one had done it five, the one that had two, he traded, got two more. Our Lord gave him the same commendation, gave him the same award. It wasn't a second place. It was right up there with the first place winner. Amen. He said to him, same thing, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I'll make thee ruler over many. But the one that didn't serve God, the one that hid his talent in the sand, lived his life for this life rather than thinking about that interest that could be laid up in glory, those treasures that can be laid up where moth and rust do not corrupt. Thieves do not break through and steal. He didn't think about that. And our Lord said, thou wicked and slothful servant. Amen. And so he's talking about the fact that we're going to face the judgment of God. Some can face him with confidence. Some will be ashamed before him at his coming. Now think with me just a moment. And I'm going to move on to the next point in this same verse in a minute. But it's obvious some can have confidence, some be ashamed. But think with me about the shame on the faces of those when Jesus comes, when they are found absent from the place of worship, but sitting in the stands of some ball game. Amen. Right. Sitting at some theater or some family reunion or some personal recreation when they should have been in the house of God. Imagine, if you will, the chagrin on the faces of those people who, when Jesus comes back, they are found too busy to read their Bible. They've got an unread Bible. They've got unprayed prayers. They've got unwitnessed family members, unwitnessed neighbors. They've had time to chase their pleasures. They've had time to chase their dreams. They've had time to enjoy their life. And they're going to face him who gave so much to them and who sacrificed so much for them. And they're going to face him not having sacrificed anything. You think about the shame and the chagrin on their faces. It reckons me back in my mind. I know that gets heavy, and it ought to be honest with you. There's a song that says, then I will wish I had given him more. Amen. When we think about what we've done for the Lord, I'm telling you, it's very little when we compare it to what he has done for us and when we recognize all the opportunity that he's given us. And I'm telling you, if we're not careful, we're busy wasting the talents that God's given us right here in this life. But I think back in my mind about when God was dealing with me to preach, and I was running from that call. And I had reasons in my mind. One, I didn't think I could do it. And I can't. I did take God, and I do believe it. It takes God for a man to preach the word of God. Amen. But I didn't want to do it either because of my dad. My dad was a preacher. I was afraid people think I was just following him. I'd seen things he'd gone through. I didn't want to go through that and different things. Anyway, I had all these arguments why I couldn't do it. But it seemed like every time that I'd go to church, that they'd be singing that old song that we had the church hymnal, but we had another little book, the inspiration book, inspirational, and it had a song in there. I gave my life for thee. What hast thou given for me? I did it all for thee. What hast thou done for me? And it seemed like every time I'd go, it's like the Lord was saying that to me. He is saying, Pharaoh, look at the blessings I've blessed you with, and what have you done with them? I'm telling you, one of these days we will be looking in his eyes, and he may say those very things. What have you done with what I gave you? He don't ask you to do what others do, because he might not have given you what he's given us, but he asks you to do what he's given you to do. And we're going to face him. We're going to face him. Amen.
And that's all the time we have for today's broadcast. As that concludes another week of radio broadcasting, we do hope you have a great weekend. I hope you'll be in the house of God on the Lord's Day. And I'd love to take this opportunity to invite you to come and be with us here at the Island Ford Baptist Church, located at 1415 Island Ford Road here in Madisonville, Kentucky. Our Sunday morning service, Sunday school starts up at 10:15 a.m., and then the preaching time at 11:05 a.m. as well. Sunday evening service is at 6:30 p.m. Love to have you come and be part of those with us. Hope you'll tune in this same time every Monday through Friday for another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. Until then, this is Pastor Farrell Shepherd saying good day and God bless you.